The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
You know, it was a big jump from year one to now. And, you know, I feel more comfortable. And I feel like, you know, special team is going to be a big part of, you know, this team's success. So that's all I've been working on.
Well, that was Deontay Spencer for the Denver Broncos, Mark. And when you think about it, how much more can he be effective in the offense, but more importantly, on the special team side of the ball?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things I always say about the depth of a roster, Nick, is look at the special teams. You want to know how good your team is from a depth standpoint? How good are your special teams? Because, you know, I mean, that's where many of us, me not so much withstanding because I played offensive line, but
I would have loved to see you on kickoff.
I did. I ran kickoff cover.
Really?
As a rookie. Oh, yeah. I could run.
Oh, we definitely have to pull up that film.
Oh, gosh, no. It was like I made one play until somebody just knocked me out. And then I'm too smart for that. I'm like, I was sneaking up on returners. Right? I was a deep safety. The kicker was beating me down. I'm like, wow. I will never get hit like that again. You guys, if that's what it comes down to, I ain't making the team. It'll be interesting to see how this special teams unit progresses. So, you know, I always say, hey, listen, when you've got a player that, because your depth of roster isn't good enough and you've got a couple of players that probably should be backups, it means the backups that are playing for you probably should be looking for work. You know what I'm saying? And that's where your special teams suffer. So I'm really interested to see how much better this special teams is, how much better the depth on this roster is kind of under new management.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Oh, absolutely not. I don't think so, because for me, I think that since the start of the game, pitchers have been using substances. I mean, there's a bag of rosin behind the mound right now to help guys dry their hands and get grip. For me, I think whether they're using pine tar rosin, bullfrog or sunscreen and rosin or whatever they want to use to help control the ball, let them use it.
Well, that was Pete Alonso, pitcher for the Mets, claiming foul play on behalf of MLB, stating that, why are you changing the balls so they can actually fly out of the park? I kind of agree with him in a sense, as a guy that has a son that plays baseball. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, what Pete is saying is, hey, we would rather you use, because every pitcher in the league uses pine tar. There's not a guy that doesn't use a little substance for grip. And a lot of times what you have to understand is the balls come out, they're a bit slick, and so they'll use a little pine tar. Now, there's a difference between getting a little sticky substance on your fingers, right?
Yeah.
So you have command. And then loading the ball up so that
home runs.
Right. So, so you're getting this ridiculous spin. Like when you watch, like when I watch Major League Baseball right now and I see a dude throwing 98 and he's getting 8 inches of run, late run on a 98 mile an hour fastball, that is just one of those things like, okay, like, how are you getting that much spin on a 98 mile an hour two seam or four seam? It just like that to me is doctoring the ball versus using a little sticky stuff so I don't hit somebody going 98, right? So the hitters are like, hey, yeah, I'm all for using a little sticky stuff, like Pete Alonso is saying. I'm all for it if it keeps me from taking 98 in the ribs or 98 in the head, right?
Yeah.
But when it's 98, you know, with 8 inches of sink and 14 inches of run, now we got a problem because now there's something on the ball that's making it do that. So that, I think that's where you're looking, what he's trying to get to.
Next on the Morning Brew.
For sure. I mean, there's always next year. It's all you talk about. I feel like, I mean, I'm going to my ninth year next year and I haven't won. So I'm just definitely motivated and I'm just, yeah, it just sucks, you know, losing four in a row.
Well, the Avs dropped game six to the Knights. And, I mean, where are they right now, Mark? I mean, before the season, so much expectations. But they do great in the regular season. When it comes to the postseason, not so much. So what's next for this Avs team?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different things. I mean, I think that you look at, you know, what knocks you out every year. I think defensively, we're small. I don't think we play the physical type game that playoff hockey teams, Stanley Cup champions play. And so I think if you are Joe Sakic and you think that all of a sudden you're going to go to the Stanley Cup playoffs next year based on speed and athleticism, that's a regular season formula for getting a President's Cup, you know, or winning the regular season. It is not a playoff hockey formula. So if you're unwilling to adjust your roster, I go back to the 96, the 2001 team. You know, I go back to, you know, having a Rob Blake, having a Adam Foote, having a Ray Bourque. Big bodies that really understand how to play. Nasty. Like, you don't want to get in there. You don't want to come down there and mess with us. Like, if you don't have that, again, skill and athleticism, that wins. That's a regular season formula for success. And I just think if you don't adjust your roster, I'm not saying you got to wholesale changes, but if you don't adjust your roster, I just don't think you have a playoff makeup based upon, you know, my limited knowledge of playoff hockey. And I think you're hard pressed to disagree with that.
Next on the Morning Brew.
They've had their way with us on both ends of the court. I felt we quit tonight, which is something you never want to see. So I guess for game three, I'm just going to try to find guys that will at least go out there and leave it all on the line. I may have a hard time coming up with five guys that fill that, but these two games, these second halves, have really been disappointing, and that's an understatement.
So that's Coach Michael Malone talking about his team.
Yeah.
And, it's got to be tough for him, Mark, when you watch your team with so much expectations just go out and really don't perform. First he called himself and scared, and now he's looking for five guys to go out and play.
Yeah. Hey, good luck with that. I mean, you know, ultimately, the Suns are just better than you, you know, and that's all right. I think we all had this feeling once Murray tore his ACL that it's going to be really hard to win a championship. And, you know, and the first two games of this series has just been, the first two games of the series have been a debacle. You know, the going the last half of the third, quarter, the fourth quarter of game one, and then all four quarters of game two, been a debacle. But I think there was a certain expectation that they were only going to go so far without their second, you know, superstar. I mean, come on. The Lakers got bounced without two superstars being healthy. So they're a good basketball team. You know, Michael Malone, again, goes back to what I think wins. When you talk about toughness in the NBA, you're talking about, are you willing to defend? Are you willing to give that effort on that side of the ball? Phoenix is, and you know, Denver doesn't look like they are really interested in that aspect of basketball. And so, you know, I mean, but ultimately, I think there was an expectation here for the Nuggets. I think the problem is the Avs, there wasn't that expectation. The Avs, you expected, hey, they won the President's Cup. Here we go. We're going to go sweeping through this. You see the 7-1 win in game one and you think, oh my gosh, we're going to be great. You see 2-0 and then to drop four straight, it just is. Like, that one is disappointing because the Avs, I think you really thought had a chance to be Stanley Cup champs. And now they're doing the same thing that you and I are doing, sitting around wondering what to do.
Yes. Something that's not disappointing, that's our own Cecil Lammy joins us next.